what they're trying to do is find a way in which we can talk to each other about insights that each of us have about what it means to be a Christian, that no one person has the truth. And we have to find a way for people to talk about that and learn from each other, not just to presume that those that maybe are ordained know the whole truth and everybody has to listen, but to say that both those in position of authority and those that are coming to church, they all have insights into what Christ means in their lives, and they all have some way of knowing what God is calling them to, but they need to express it to each other so we can be a more fully a church.
But traditionally, I'm afraid for a lot of people, they have believed that it was the priest and the ordained person who had the answers. So how now can you explain to lay people in the pews and that they have a role to play?
The Vatican Council, the Second Vatican Council, is really helpful in saying, if you're baptized, you're part of this whole experience of church, and everybody has something to offer. So baptism is the thing that calls everybody to share their wisdom. But how do you exercise that role of being baptized in this church? That's what we're trying to do here, is provide that forum for people to share their wisdom.
And what has been the feedback so far?
Oh, excellent. Everybody has had a chance to talk to each other. There was a wonderful talk by Una O'Brien about the need for dialogue. And then we just took it the next step where we actually did it, not just talked about it.
Now, Beg, you have direct experience of this. How do you find that parishes can come together, dialogue, and then put it into action within their parish, how they can be Christians in their area?
I think the most important part of this whole conference is people listening to the common ground. What is it that we share together? And what has happened today is an awareness that we have much to share in common, and that although we are from diverse groups, different backgrounds, entirely different from one another in some ways, there is a common faith sharing that can happen. And I think the respect for individuals in coming from another way or another way of looking at faith is one of the gifts of this dialogue.
How difficult is it, do you think, for these people to go back into their own areas, into their own dioceses, into their own parishes, and to energize people who've never been involved in church? They just go and attend and to persuade them that they have a role to play.
I think they need to create opportunities for people to come together, or look for the places where they are coming together and create the dialogue in those settings. One thing that's happened with World Cafe process across our country, in fact across the world right now, are whole cities coming together, not obviously to be sharing faith, but to share a wide diversity, looking at, for example, a city might have people from the education area, from police, from you name it, health field. And what can we do for our city? Now, if they can do that in that structure, why can't we do that also by bringing the diverse groups together? But I think the invitation has to be in a place that people come together anyway. So I'm not sure what that is here in Ireland, but it's important for people to discover those places.
Perhaps you could tell us, what exactly is World Cafe?
World Cafe is a process that invites people to listen to diverse views and understand a common appreciation for values that all of them are holding. It's not a problem-solving one. It's rather looking at what are the possibilities. So it creates a very positive atmosphere, and it leads into a better relationship of the diverse groups together. On that ground, then planning can be done, or we can look at problems together, but there first has to be a healthy, trusting relationship.
Practically, the way that it works is you divide people into groups of four and get them sitting around a table, and the person who is acting as host reads a question, for instance, to what are we being called, what is God asking of us, and people think about it on their own, and then they talk about it for about 15 minutes in the group. Then everybody except the host gets up and goes to another table, so there's a whole new group listening to some other question. For instance, this question was, what can I do to support the common ground and do what God is asking of me, and talk about that and reflect on it. And then we had people write down on a little post-it slip that they could take home with them. What are the commitments that I want to make when I get back home? So right now what people have is kind of an experience together and know that other people that are very different than themselves have some common things that they also think are important. So that kind of common ground is already happening. It's not just something we talk about, but it's actually happening.
Key here is invitation. They're going home to invite. There's a difference between going home and forcing something. It's not. It's an invitation. And that's what today was an invitation to various groups to come together and to see what is our common ground. What is God doing? We're trying to figure out what does God have in mind here. It's not just our individual plans, and it happens in dialogue rather than you have an idea, I have an idea. There's something else that happens when we pull that together and listen more deeply.